In the afternoon, I just say, Lord, is there anything in my life I need to clean out? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. God, is there something here that I need to just admit to you? I need to confess. I don't want to carry the garbage into the rest of the day. Now, it doesn't take a long time. It's just like taking out the garbage. Taking out the garbage doesn't take a long time, but it keeps your house from stinking.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, we continue with a series called 40 Days of Prayer. In these teachings, you'll learn how to cultivate a powerful prayer life and experience breakthrough in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, bad habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. Don't miss a single day of this life-changing series. If you would like to learn how to pray effective prayers with more confidence and greater faith than ever before, stay with us. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great guided experience book by Pastor Rick called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000 while you listen to today's broadcast. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part three of a message called How to Pray Throughout Your Day.
God has a universal purpose for the whole world. History is moving toward a climax. History is His story. We're not a circular. This is not the circle of life like Lion King says. Life is not circular, it is linear. There was a beginning and there's gonna be an ending, and then Jesus Christ is gonna come back one day. And God has a plan for the whole world, but more important than that, He's got a plan and a purpose for your individual life too. And so at mid-morning, you just pause, go, let me just take a deep breath here and go, okay, I know I got all this stuff to do, but really what I want more than anything else, God, I want your plan in my life. I want your purpose for me. And I'm praying for your will be done in the world and in our nation. I'm praying for your kingdom come and your will to be done. And I align myself, I recommit myself to God's purpose in my life. Now, why would you do that? Well, one of the reasons, listen, is that God promises when you do that, He'll help you get your work done. God says, if you line up with my plan and purpose, I will help you get your work done. One of the great promises in the Bible, the next verse, Matthew 6:33. If you seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness, that's His plan, His purpose, His agenda. You seek God's kingdom and His agenda, all the other things will be given to you as well. So, I don't have enough time, put God's agenda first. I don't have enough money, put God's agenda first. I don't have enough energy, put God's agenda first. I don't know which way to turn at work, I got a major decision to make, put God's agenda first. I don't know how I'm gonna finish this assignment at school, put God's agenda first. And if in the midday, that sixth hour, say the 9 or 10 o'clock, you just go, I just want to remind myself, God, I'm more interested in what you want me to do than I am what I want to do. And when you do that, it's going to open up all kinds of power. He says, I will make everything else take care of yourself if you put me first. How do you do that? How do you put God first? Well, how about every day at midday in the morning, just go, God, I just want to remind yourself, I want your plan and your purpose, your will be done in my life. All right? Now, about this time, a little bit later, you're starting to get hungry. It's coming up on lunchtime. And we're coming up on that noon hour. There's no bell gonna ring, unless you're in grade school. And nothing takes so long as the last 2 minutes of class. Remember those clocks that would tick backwards before they went forward? Tick, 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 tick. And they go, and when that goes back, goes tick, and everybody jumps up before it ticks there, because they know what's gonna happen next. Now we come to lunch. What do I do at lunch? All right, number four, list my needs at lunch. I list my needs at lunch. And at lunchtime's a good time for you to talk to God about all the things you need. You started the day with gratitude, and then you blessed his name at breakfast, and now you've committed yourself again to his plan and purpose for your life. Now you come to lunch, God said, what do you need? Seek first the kingdom of God. Now everything else will be given to you. What do you need? Now, it's lunchtime, so you may be eating a sandwich, and that can remind you of the fourth phrase, give us this day our daily bread. And that's the fourth phrase of the Lord's Prayer. And you can pray it at noon, give us this day our daily bread. Now, what is bread? Bread represents everything you need. It represents money. In fact, people often call bread money bread. You got any bread on you? It can represent money. It can represent resources. It can represent contacts. It can represent a contract. It can represent a husband or a girlfriend or a wife. It can represent anything you want or need. It's the stuff that fulfills you. It's the stuff that sustains you. And so bread's not just talking about bread. It's talking about anything you need in your life. And the Bible says that God says to you, I want you to pray this every day. Give us this day our monthly bread. No. Our weekly bread? No. Give us this day our daily bread. God, give me what I need for today. God isn't really interested in giving you what you need next year, because you wouldn't have to trust him. You wouldn't have to have any faith. You wouldn't have to depend on him. When God fed the children of Israel, they were coming out of Egypt and they were going to the promised land, he gave them manna. It only lasted a day. It would rot. They couldn't store it up. It literally was daily bread. And so they had to depend on God. God, you gave me enough strength for yesterday, but I'm gonna need strength today. And tomorrow I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna say, I need strength. This afternoon, I got a major contract. I got a major project. I've got a conflict I've gotta deal with. I've got a meeting that I have to be at that it's not gonna be very fun. I have to do some bills. I have to organize some papers. God, I've got stuff coming up in my life. Give me this day my daily bread. I need more intelligence. And this afternoon, I'm gonna ask you to help me to have that. So it represents everything you need to live. What do I do when I list my needs at lunch? Well, you can make a list. You can make a prayer list. Or you can just, while you're eating your sandwich or you're in and out or whatever you're eating, just go, God, here's some stuff I really need help with. Lunchtime's a good time to do that. And that's the fourth part of praying throughout the day. What do? Two things, write these down. I ask for anything I need. You don't need to be embarrassed. God, I need a new car. I wanna suggest that before you go buy something, you ask God to give it to you first. Just give him a chance. He may not, but you may miss a blessing. Because the Bible says you have not because you ask not. One day you're gonna get to heaven and there are gonna be warehouses up there filled with all kind of cool stuff, and you're gonna walk into those warehouses and there'll be a tag on every item, all this cool stuff, and on the tag, every tag will say the same thing, never asked for. You need a surfboard? You're a surfer? You can ask God. Is there anything that's illegitimate? No. If you're interested in it, you can ask for it. My job is to just ask. God's job is to figure out, yeah, that's a good thing. No, that's not a good thing. And so I ask for anything I need. John 14, Jesus said, you can ask for anything in my name. Circle that word, anything. You have not because you ask not. But at lunchtime, I don't only list all my needs. The next thing is I ask for what other people need too. You got a friend who needs something? You got a family member who needs something? Why don't you ask for it at lunch tomorrow? When you pray for somebody else, when you ask on somebody else's behalf, that's called intercession. That's the technical term for it. When you pray for yourself, it's called petition. When you pray for somebody else, it's called intercession. You're interceding on their behalf. And at lunchtime, that's a good time to do both. The Bible says in 1 Samuel, Samuel says, chapter 12, verse 23, I'd be sinning against the Lord if I failed to pray for you. Do you ever sin? Yeah. Sometimes you sin because you don't pray for people you love. And you should be. Samuel said, God forbid that I should sin against God by failing to pray for you. If I, as your pastor, didn't pray for you, I would be sinning. That's why I pray for you. I love you, but I also don't want to sin. Because I don't just ask for me, I ask for we, I ask for us. In fact, it doesn't say, give me my daily bread. It says, give what? Us. Means you're in a family. So when you're asking God, don't just ask for yourself. Ask for other people. Give us, not just give me. It's give us our daily bread. Look at this verse, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Jesus is the power of God by which he gives us, notice this, everything we need to live and to serve God. And we have these things because we know him.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000.
Going through life, everyone struggles with difficult situations and circumstances. As Christians, we pray. But sometimes we get stuck and we need a breakthrough. So how do we get the breakthrough we need? Through persistent prayer, which is simply a regular, daily conversation with God. Today we'd like to tell you about a guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This brand new, one-of-a-kind spiritual growth resource from Pastor Rick will teach you the purpose of prayer, different ways to pray, and how to develop a deep daily prayer life with God. As you turn the biblically inspired pages, you will be encouraged and become more confident in sharing your hopes, your dreams, your desires, and your challenges with your Heavenly Father. You'll have lots of space to practice writing out your prayers, allowing you to record how God faithfully answers them. This high-quality hardcover book is filled with full-color devotionals, Bible teachings, scripture, and engaging exercises that will dramatically transform your spiritual life. You'll begin to live with more peace as you learn to trust God in every circumstance. We'll send you this guided experience book today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of the guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Chinese. Isn't that great? We have over a full year of Chinese devotionals available. And if you know someone who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Chinese, please, right now, email me and I'll send you the link. My email is rick@pastorrick.com, rick@pastorrick.com. Thanks a lot.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Jesus is the power of God by which he gives us, notice this, everything we need to live and to serve God. And we have these things because we know him. Now, you know, sometimes when you're at work, by noon, you're already stressed out. Because the day has not gone the way you wanted to. Your boss brought in an extra load of stuff, or something didn't come in the mail, or nothing is working out the right way, or the copy machine's on the fritz. Could be anything. People are out sick, and you got to double up. And sometimes by noontime, you're pretty stressed out. Look at this verse on the screen. It's a good verse. Write this, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. You know this verse. Do not get anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition. See, that petition That's what we're talking about in this one here. Petitions, I'm asking God. I'm making my list. Don't get anxious about anything, but instead, in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. If you'll do this fourth kind of praying at lunchtime, your afternoon's gonna go a whole lot better. And you'll have the peace that passes understanding. Because you stop for just a minute in the middle of the day and you prayed. Doesn't have to be long, but you just stop for a minute and you pray. And if you list all your needs at lunch, you're gonna go back to work after lunch just a little bit more peaceful. You need to not just feed your body at lunchtime, you need to feed your soul, all right? Now you come, you go back to work, mid-afternoon, that's when you wanna take a nap. And you're starting to get a little sluggish there, you're not real bright. But by mid-afternoon, I don't know about you, you know, I'm in the people business. And so I'm dealing with people all the time, and I don't know if you notice this, some of them kind of goofy. Some of them are frustrating. Some people, don't look at them. Some people are disappointing. Some people hurt you intentionally and some unintentionally. And I don't know about you, by the time I get to mid-afternoon, I've got a stack of bad attitudes because of the people that I've had to listen to or deal with. And so in the afternoon, I got some attitudes and some actions, and I've got some sins that have piled up by mid-afternoon. And so the fifth thing I do, write this down, I ask for forgiveness in the afternoon. I ask for forgiveness in the afternoon. And when I take a little prayer break in the afternoon, and I don't even tell people that I'm doing this. Sometimes I just get up from a meeting, go to the bathroom, and while I'm going to the bathroom, I talk to God. And in that point, in the afternoon, I just say, Lord, is there anything in my life I need to clean out? Is there any sin? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. God, is there something here that I need to just admit to you? I need to confess. I don't want to carry the garbage into the rest of the day. Now, it doesn't take a long time. It's just like taking out the garbage. Taking out the garbage doesn't take a long time, but it keeps your house from stinking. And if you don't take out the garbage in your soul every day, your soul starts stinking. Don't let sin stockpile in your life. First place, you start carrying guilt, and that's dumb. But now we come to the fifth statement in the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, verse 12. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. This is the kind of prayer. I told you the different kinds of prayer. We've had thanksgiving or adoration, and we've had petition, okay? And we've had dedication. Now we've got confession. In confession, what I do, I just own up to my own wrong reactions. I admit my sins. And while I'm at it, I forgive everybody else who's sinned against me. Because I certainly don't want to hold on to grudges. They hurt you more than they hurt anybody else. You don't want to be carried around by resentment. Now, listen, read your pastor's lips right now. There is never any reason for you to walk around feeling guilty if you know the Lord. Some people actually think they're more spiritual by feeling guilty. I remember one time years ago, there's a lady who, she'd come to Saddleback, and after every service, I'd be out on the patio, and she said, you know, Pastor Rick, today God just spoke to me, and it was always something bad. Like, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong. And she did this for like months, and finally one day I said, ma'am, does God ever say anything nice to you? Because my God isn't always, you know, causing me to be focused on that stuff. He knows I'm gonna see it. But if you do this on a regular basis in the afternoon, you just kind of take out the garbage, that's forgive us as our sins as we forgive those sins against us. Doctors say most people could leave the hospital today except for guilt and resentment. Guilt over things I've done to hurt others, resentment over what other people have done to hurt me. And as a result, we regret the past and we worry about the future and we waste today and we crucify ourselves on the cross of guilt and resentment. That's dumb. You're not more spiritual feeling guilty. Jesus died on the cross so you don't have to carry guilt. And so every day you need to take out the garbage. It might be a good idea to do it in the afternoon. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Here's what I do, write this down. I admit my sins and I forgive others who frustrated me. There is no rational reason for carrying around guilt. Just confess it. Should I ever feel guilty? Yeah, for about 3 seconds. That's about how long it takes to admit it and ask forgiveness. And then it's cleaned up. Psalm 32, verse 5, a great, great verse. I confess my sins to you, and I didn't try to hide them. Then you forgave me, and now all of my guilt is gone. I remember driving down the street one day, and I saw a sign in a service station, and it was talking about a certain kind of oil, and it said, a clean engine has more power. That's true of people, too. When you let sin stockpile in your life, and you have stuff there that you haven't confessed to God, it just clogs up the system. You're not running on all your cylinders. A clean engine has more power. A clean soul has more resilience, and you need resilience in today's world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and a series called 40 Days of Prayer. If you missed any part of today's message, you can go to PastorRick.com to listen again at your convenience. And while you're there, please consider signing up for Rick's free daily email devotional. And be sure to check out all the other great resources as well. That's PastorRick.com. Going through life, everyone struggles with difficult situations and circumstances. As Christians, we pray, but sometimes we get stuck and need a breakthrough. So how do we get the breakthrough we need? Through persistent prayer, which is simply a regular daily conversation with God. Today, we'd like to tell you about a guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This brand new, one-of-a-kind spiritual growth resource from Pastor Rick will teach you the purpose of prayer, different ways to pray, and how to develop a deep daily prayer life with God. As you turn the biblically inspired pages, you will be encouraged and become more confident in sharing your hopes, your dreams, your desires, and your challenges with your Heavenly Father. You'll have lots of space to practice writing out your prayers, allowing you to record how God faithfully answers them. This high-quality, hardcover book is filled with full-color devotionals, Bible teachings, scripture, and engaging exercises that will dramatically transform your spiritual life. You'll begin to live with more peace as you learn to trust God in every circumstance. And we'll send you this guided experience book today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of this guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. That's 800-600-5004 or just go to PastorRick.com. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know that I love reading your notes and letters that you send me. And here's a note that I got from Paul, who lives in Canada. He says, Pastor Rick, I listen to Daily Hope in my car, on the bus, on the train, and even on my iPhone. I listen anywhere and everywhere because your messages always encourage me. And sometimes I just think that God is talking directly to me through your teaching. Well, I understand, Paul. God does that with me too. And you have encouraged me. Thank you so much for writing. You know, just as Paul mentioned, you could listen to Daily Hope anytime, anywhere through our podcast. Just go to PastorRick.com, click on the Listen tab, and you'll be able to download the Daily Hope podcast for iTunes or for Android through an RSS feed. And it's all there on that site. I hope you will share these Daily Hope messages with your friends. They may not be where a radio broadcast is, but they can always get the podcast. And the good news is too good to keep for yourself. So share some hope today.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.